Welcome to all the bold, courageous, and powerful women tuning in to Find Your Fabulous. I'm your host, Dr. Diane, and it's time to ignite your full power. Are you ready to embrace your talents and worth and unleash the wise goddess within? I've got the information, inspiration, and revelation you need to ignite your personal power so you can stop playing small and reclaim the passion and purpose that we all hold within us. Connect with other powerful spiritual women who yearn to be fully expressed. The world needs you, full power. Let me guide you to find your fabulous and ignite your inner goddess. It all starts now on the Find Your Fabulous show. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Diane Garrison, and you're listening to Find Your Fabulous. It's time to ignite your full power on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes and let us help you experience the pathway to finding your fabulous. Every first and third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time and 10 a.m. Central Time, where we will have information, inspiration, and revelation to help you ignite your personal power and reclaim the passion and purpose we all hold within us. I am here with my fabulous producer, Emily. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Dr. Diane.
And I'm a little wounded today, so if I get clunky, forgive me. So today we are going to explore the pattern of death and resurrection, or birth, death, and rebirth. At this Easter season, we hear so much about death and resurrection from the religious stories. But it is also the story of Mother Earth with the coming of the spring. And if we have courage and the desire to grow and transform, it is also the pattern of our very own life. So let's get down and dirty as we explore our very own blossoming. Birth, death, rebirth is an ancient story with an ancient rhythm. The very cosmos, our universe, is tied to this continual process of birth, death, and rebirth. A star is born. It lives a long life by our standards. And when it's ready to die, it explodes in a supernova. Then the remnants of the dead star come together to form new celestial bodies. We humans, we are called star seeds because we are made of the same components of that exploding star, the very same elements that create stars. Death and resurrection is the story of our planet's seasons. In the winter, all the plant life and much of the animal life, and some humans, lay dormant, and they are rebirthed, re-enlivened with the coming of the warmer weather and the greater sunlight. And from someone who hails from Wisconsin, up in the north of the United States, with the coming of the spring, it feels like my energy and emotional vibration are reborn. It is the Easter season, which celebrates the death and resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth. It is a very famous story known all around the world for over 2,000 years, and the very foundational component of Christian religions. But this story of death and resurrection existed even before Jesus walked the earth. It is a theme in the sacred myths and legends of many cultures. It seems to be a story built in our very psyches, our very spiritual DNA. Let's explore a few of these stories. Perhaps you have heard of the legend of Persephone, which comes from ancient Greek culture, which was about 4,000 years before Christ walked the earth. Persephone was the beautiful daughter of Zeus, the head cheese of the Greek pantheon of gods, and his wife Demeter, the goddess of harvest and fertility. Persephone was kidnapped by Hades, the god of the underworld, who fell madly in love with her. Demeter was outraged and demanded that Zeus do something. But Zeus, he declined, not wishing to create a war between the gods. That is until Demeter decided to take a long and a definite leave of absence from her duties as the goddess of harvest and fertility, with devastating consequences. The earth began to dry up, harvests failed, plants lost their fruitfulness, animals were dying for lack of food, and famine spread across the whole earth, resulting in untold misery. The cries of the people who were suffering reached Olympus and the divine ears of Zeus. And he finally struck a compromise. Thus, the lovely maiden Persephone became the rightful wife of Hades and queen of the underworld. During the 6 months that Persephone spent in the underworld, her mother was sad and not in the mood to deal with the harvest or fertility. Thus, she would leave the earth to decline, explaining the seasons of autumn and winter. When Persephone went to Olympus to live with her mother, Demeter would shine from happiness and the land would become fertile and fruitful again. These were the months of spring and summer. Therefore, this myth was created to explain the change of seasons, the eternal cycle of nature's death and rebirth. Another ancient story of death and resurrection is the legend of Ishtar and Tammuz. Ishtar was the great mother goddess of Mesopotamia, which is modern-day Iraq, and the source of nature's fertility and abundance. Her lover was Tammuz, a handsome young god who died each winter and passed away to the shadowy underworld. For 6 months of the year, Ishtar traveled the realm of the dead to rescue her lover. During that time, the world was robbed of all fertility, reproduction, and growth. Sound like the other story? Ancient Mesopotamia dates back to about 2300 BC and was an agrarian culture, so this story helped them explain the seasons. Now, like Mesopotamia, ancient Egypt civilization was dependent on the cycles of nature as well. They especially relied on the annual flooding of the Nile, which fused the agricultural abundance of the Nile basin. The ancient Egyptians believed that the orderly cycles of nature were controlled by Osiris, the god of agriculture. According to Egyptian mythology, about 2400 to 2300 BC, Osiris once walked the earth alongside his queen Isis, the fertility goddess. But Osiris was tricked and murdered by his brother Set, who chopped up Osiris's body and scattered his remains across Egypt. Isis reassembled her lover's body, anointed it with oil, and performed the elaborate rites of embalming, which resurrected Osiris to eternal life as the god of the underworld. You are listening to Dr. Diane and the Find Your Fabulous show, and you can explore all things fabulous on my website, fullpowerwomen.com. Now, on the other side of the world in Mesoamerica, about 1400 to 400 BC, comes the legend of the god Quetzalcoatl, and I apologize if I'm not pronouncing it correctly. Quetzalcoatl, the feathered serpent, worshipped across centuries of Mayan, Toltec, and Aztec religions. In some traditions, Quetzalcoatl was an Osiris-like figure, the god of agriculture and vegetation, closely associated with the rain god Tlaloc. And like Osiris, Quetzalcoatl was deceived by his brother, tricked into drinking a powerful intoxicant, and sleeping with a priestess. Overcome with guilt, Quetzalcoatl killed himself through setting himself on fire, but rose again to life. Who else lights on fire and rises from the ashes but the mythical bird called the phoenix, which is the symbol of death and rebirth? For those fellow Harry Potter fans, in the second book and movie, Chamber of Secrets, Harry is twice saved by the reborn phoenix. Harry meets Fox, the phoenix, in Dumbledore's office. The mythical creature is looking very raggedy, and before Harry's eyes bursts into flames and leaves behind a pile of ashes. But later in the movie, when Harry is in the Chamber of Secrets facing another mythical beast, the giant basilisk, A resurrected fox brings him the sword of Gryffindor, the only weapon able to beat the beast. Harry kills the giant serpent, but is doomed to die because his arm was punctured by the great serpent's fang, full of deadly venom. The phoenix sheds tears into the wound, and Harry was saved. That's two resurrections. Now, we cannot talk about death and resurrection without talking about the humble caterpillar. When the time is ripe, the caterpillar wraps herself in a cocoon, her own coffin, where she will completely dissolve and become goo, only to reform as a beautiful butterfly. When you think about it, that is completely miraculous. When you see the beautiful butterfly, it's hard to imagine how she transformed from a fuzzy worm to the winged work of art. I also want to mention the winged mascot of spring, the red-breasted robin. Robins, spiritually speaking, represent renewal and rebirth, the return of the spring. It's always good to see the robin's return. If you have a robin as a totem, it means you have something to do, a new beginning to create. I looked up the spiritual meaning of robins because I have had, for the past 2 weeks, many close encounters with the lovely bird, like sitting on a rock right outside my office window and staring at me for a very long time. And when I pulled my goddess card for the week to start, I was given Medusa, who unfortunately got a bad rap as a monster with snakes for hair. The story goes, if you looked upon her face, you would be turned to stone. But she is actually a moon goddess associated with moon blood or the menstrual cycle, which is related to the creation of life. When Medusa was slain, the winged horse Pegasus sprang from her blood. Pegasus represents instinct, imagination, wisdom, life force, and intuitive understanding. So the death of the moon goddess unleashed an array of spiritual gifts. Fascinating, right? And with these fabulous stories, I just shared the tip of the mythological iceberg. Themes of death and resurrection are written all through human history. Birth, death, and rebirth represent an ancient continuous cycle that not only rules the cosmos, but rules the turning of the seasons and is embedded in the sacred legends of many different cultures. Rather than diminishing the history of Jesus Christ's death and resurrection, it suggests that his story had to play out the way it did, like destiny, as the theme of death and resurrection appears to be part of humanity's very anatomy, our cultural and spiritual DNA. For a fascinating read that goes in much depth on this topic, I suggest Anatomy of the Spirit by Carolyn Mace. It's spelled M-Y-S-S, although it's pronounced Mace. So you might be thinking, okay, Dr. Diane, this is all very interesting, but just what does it have to do with me? We will take a deep dive into this topic after a short break. So stay tuned. I'm Dr. Diane, and you're listening to Find Your Fabulous Show. You can find out all about me and my empowerment coaching at my website at www.fullpowerwomen.com, or reach out to me directly by emailing me at drdiane@fullpowerwomen.com. And now it's time for a break. Are you feeling pulled between the world of personal opportunity and your role as a caretaker? Who do you choose? You or everyone else? Well, you can have both. I'm Dr. Diane Garrison. My signature system, Find Your Fabulous, is a four-month program which guides you to rediscover your passion and purpose. For more information or to book a free exploration call, visit fullpowerwomen.com. on the Find Your Fabulous show with me, Dr. Diane, and we are talking about the themes of death and resurrection and how they apply to our personal lives. If you think about it, we go through many chapters of our life, periods where we die to old situations and conditions and are reborn deeper and wiser into the next chapter. We are continually recreating ourselves in some way. Think about the helpless baby that transformed into the exploring toddler through the development of the ability to walk. Or when a girl begins her menstrual cycle, she passes from childhood to womanhood. She now has the ability, theoretically, to procreate. The pregnancy and birth of your first child takes you from maiden to mother, forever transformed. And for those of you who have had kids, you know that you never quite get your pre-pregnancy body back. It is transformed, although your new body can be fit and healthy and beautiful in a brand new way. And for the parents, when that baby comes, your life is transformed from being a couple to now becoming a family. Everything shifts. Schedules, priorities, lifestyle, sleep patterns, and any extracurricular activities, like do you even have any of those first couple years? And two other huge shifts for women are the empty nester time, when the role of active motherhood dies, and menopause, when the procreative ability ends. Both natural part of the life cycle with potential to be expansive, painful, or both. They both create losses and opportunities. And our attitude is a huge part of how we cope with these death and rebirth opportunities. Let me give you a personal example. I was 34 when I first got pregnant. Many of my friends had children already, and many people waxed poetic about the miracle of pregnancy. Well, my first trimester was full of exhaustion and constant nausea, and not yet being very enlightened or self-aware, I let that lousy feeling color my whole pregnancy. And though there were miracles indeed, like the first ultrasound or the first time I felt a kick, my overall attitude was that an alien had taken over my body. There were moments of joy for sure, but mostly there was this frustration or even resentment that my body was no longer my own. I was much more relaxed and present for my second pregnancy, but if I got pregnant now, it would be a whole different level of appreciation and presence to all the miraculous changes in my body. But with age comes wisdom and lack of fertility. I have been helping and guiding women for many years, especially midlife women. Too many women get lost in the grief of their empty nester status or angry at the changes that menopause brings to their bodies. And often these two situations occur at about the same time, double whammy. It is hard when for 20 plus years of your life, you were dedicated to meeting all your children and family's needs and chauffeuring the kids to whatever activity comes next, to find yourself suddenly without a job. It is like being laid off from your paid job, and even if you saw it coming, it's still a shock and a loss. It coincides with the time of life when women become more invisible in the culture. No longer young and desirable, we often go unnoticed. You know, I just read a fun book where a middle-aged mom helped her son pull off a caper to reveal fraud in several big businesses by posing as a cleaning woman whom she assumed would be mostly ignored and deemed harmless. And she was able to get the secret tape out of the building. She used the awareness that she would be invisible against the bad guys, but it's kind of sad that she knew she could, right? Here's the great thing about being in midlife, about being child-free and menstruation-free, is that we now have the time and space to focus on ourselves, our wants, our needs, our deepest desires, right? But in order to have fun in creating this new chapter of life, we need to embrace this rebirth and become aware of and then release some of the old programming that guided our active mothering years. We need to let go of, yes, let it burn to ashes like the phoenix, the belief that it is our job to take care of everyone, to make sure to feel responsible if our others are happy. It was almost always an impossible job. And in our later years, really, it is a program our children don't want running in their life anyway. They want to stretch their wings of independence. This is the circle of life. Second, we need to let go of caring what others think about us. We need to stop styling ourselves, our behaviors, and our lifestyles according to the expectations of others. Expectations be damned. We put in all those years of heavy lifting, and now it's time for us to have some fun and explore, to step into our most authentic self. You are listening to Dr. Diane and the Find Your Fabulous Show, and you can explore all things fabulous on my website, fullpowerwomen.com. Midlife, you see, can be our time of renaissance, where we explore the dreams and desires we let go of all those years ago in order to show up fully for our families. In the natural order of things, this death and rebirth, we can embrace this new chapter with excitement and joy. It is a time women can truly come into their own. We've got the time, we've got the space, we've got the wisdom and the life experience and a rich treasure chest of skills and talents. That's right, I'm saying it. You are a queen. You are a goddess. You are a badass. I want you to ask yourself, if you had a magic wand, what would your life look like? Then ask, what is stopping you from going after this lovely life? Courage, confidence. Try this affirmation with me. Close your eyes. Take a very deep breath in and out, and then repeat after me. I am a woman of worth. My very existence brings value to this world. Let's do it again. I am a woman of worth. My very existence brings value to this world. Now take a deep breath in. And just notice what you feel inside. Just notice. Maybe you feel like you lost your true essence, your zing, in all these years of mothering. Let's try another affirmation. Close your eyes again. Take that deep breath. Then repeat after me. I am a powerful, loving presence on the planet and have significant contributions to make. I am a powerful, loving presence on the planet and have significant contributions to make. Take a deep breath. Feel that energy. Or perhaps it's fear of failure or being a leopard who is too old to change her spots. Let's try one more affirmation. Close your eyes. Take that deep breath. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Take a deep breath. Notice what you're feeling inside. And when you're ready, open your eyes. You know, I have made it a career mission after having made this journey myself to help midlife women to love and honor themselves, release the old stuck patterns, connect more deeply with their inner wisdom and deepest desires so they can step into their best life with confidence and vibrancy and joy. The cycle of birth death and rebirth is embedded in the very circle of life. It's the rhythm of the cosmos and of the turning of the seasons of Mother Earth. I love this quote from my friend and fellow coach, Maria Hopwood, an Easter reflection. Just like the earth sheds its coat to become the blossoms of spring, we too can shed the weight of our past and embrace the chance for a new chapter. With each passing moment, we are given the gift of starting afresh, of rewriting our stories with bravery and kindness. Isn't that beautiful? And if you are aching to begin your process of rebirth and renewal, then let's have a chat. A link to schedule your free coaching call on Zoom will be included on the video description. So I hope to talk to you soon. Otherwise, you can explore all about me on my website, fullpowerwomen.com, or email me directly at drdiane@fullpowerwomen.com. I want to thank you all for joining me in the Find Your Fabulous show. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every first and third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time and 10 a.m. Central Time. Next time on Find Your Fabulous on April 15th, I will be interviewing author Chloe Panta with her latest book, Untapped Magic, Manifestation Methods for Living a Limitless Life. You won't want to miss this one, so join me on the 15th, the 15th. And until then, I bid you a fond farewell. Bye. I'm your host, Dr. Diane, and you have been listening to Find Your Fabulous. It's time to ignite your full power. Tune in every first and third Monday of the month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio for information, inspiration, and revelation to ignite your personal power. Connect with other bold, courageous, and powerful women who are ready to stop playing small and reclaim the passion and purpose that we all hold within us. The world needs you, full power. To find your fabulous and ignite your inner goddess, visit fullpowerwomen.com.